Start. Let's go on. Which part did we finish last week? Page 221. Which page did we finish? Should. Should is a synonym for ought to and have. You, tomorrow you have a test. You should study. You have to study. We finished that part. Then we are going to start the part about must. Must is the same as have to. For example, if you are late for class, you should hurry. Fred is late for his class. He must hurry. Fred wants to study engineering. Fred wants to study engineering. Fake. He must take a course in math. Math is short form for mathematics. Math, mathematics, riyaziyat. Because Fred wants to study engineering, what must he do? He must take a course in mathematics. Now, Mr. Calhoun, would you please start reading the first sentence? Bob is sick, he should see a doctor. Yes?
Bob is tired from playing ball. Rest. He should rest.
Must. Which one are you reading? Okay. Next one.
Bob is tired from playing ball. Rest. He should rest.
Yes, he should rest. Next one. Rest, relax. No, rest. After you eat your lunch, you rest for 1 hour, half hour. Istirahat kardam. Some, yes. Yes, Bob is sleeping in class. He should sleep longer at night. When he is at his home, he should sleep longer. به خاطری که تو کلاس چرتی میشه، شب باید در خانه بیشتر. Yes, why not? Next one. He should ride home. Yes. Now let's go to the part to the next part. To review, must listen to the situation about Fred. به وضعی که راجع به فرد گفته میشه گوش کنید. Make a judgment. قضاوت کنید. And tell what he is required to do. و بگید که از او انتظار میره که چه کاری بکنه. require یعنی تقاضا کردن یا خواستن. we must use must and the verb which is given. از must و فعلی که داده شده استفاده کنیم. examples: Fred is late for his class. Hurry. He must hurry. Fred wants to study engineering. He must take courses in math. In mathematics. Number one. Whose turn was it? Using.
There is book and she makes it with reading.
Yes, return. Return means pass dadan.
He must return it to her.
To her, yes. He must. Next one, return. Pass dadan. Bargash dadan.
Fred refused to take the medicine which the doctor gave him.
He must take the medicine which the doctor gave him. Take the medicine. ببینید ما can we say eat the aspirin به انگلیسی. دوا رو به انگلیسی نمیتونیم بگیم بنوشه، نمیتونیم بگیم بخوره. به انگلیسی میگیم دوا رو take بکنه، یعنی صرف بکنه یا مصرف بکنه. He must take the aspirin. باید آسپرین رو مصرف بکنه. چون خوردن you eat چلو کباب، نوشیدن you drink a glass of water، هیچ کدوم اینا معنی نمیده. اوکی نیکس وان گود افتدون.
eye glasses
Again,
he must get his eyeglasses and he can't see.
He must get his eyeglasses. Next one.
The red has a conversation in with Stuart and him.
Has a composition to write. Hand in is the same as submit. تحویل دادن. Hand in. What is the difference between hand in and hand out, Mr. Calhoun? Hand out and hand in. Hand out توضیح کردن، hand in تحویل دادن. مغایر همه. یکی قبض رو نشون میده، یکی بست رو نشون میده. هند این قبضه یعنی تحویل دادن، هند اوت بست رو نشون میده یعنی توضیح کردن. ان شا بدون الله. Composition. Yes, next one.
Fred has not started today. Work. He must work tonight.
Yes, very good. Next one. No, it is not your turn. Some of your friends are, I don't know what they are doing there. Yes. Mr. Amiri, Mr. tuition yet.
He must take
it.
It soon.
Tuition. Tuition.
Tuition.
Tuition.
Tuition
is the money you pay for the teacher. It's called tuition. No, not حق التدریس. شهریه, something the student pays. حق التدریس چیزی دیگه است. Okay. To review May. You see, one of the meanings of May is permission. For example, no. Here we are going to talk about permission, not possibility or probability. Example. What is this sound? Is it on or off the cooler? In روشنه خاموشه. It is off, I think. So why? هر سه تا چیزش پایینه که اوکی. What were we talking about? چی داشتیم گفتیم؟
May.
Yes, May shows a possibility or probability and also it shows permission. Example, Mr. Khaleqi says, instructor, may I go out? May I go out? The same as can I go out? And I say, yes, you may. You can go out. Or, no, you may not. Means permission is not given. You cannot go out. Here you have an exercise concerning this permission. The meaning of may, which indicates permission. For example, we say the students may not smoke in class. It means if they smoke in class, that is something wrong, that is very bad, that is against the regulations. برخلاف مقررات. Okay, number, let me tell you, read some examples for you. Paul has permission to be absent. B. He may be absent. Paul asked to use the laboratory. He was refused use. Refused means the permission was not given. Refuse, امتناع کردن, رد کردن. So, may Paul use the laboratory or he may not use the laboratory? He may not use the laboratory. He is not permitted. The permission is not granted. Okay. Number
one.
The director said no. Paul asked for vacation. The director said no. So? Huh? Have. Paul may not have the vacation or a vacation. Paul may not have a vacation. Vacation. Director is boss or chief.
Director.
bus. What is bus? Director. What is director? Bus. Ra'is. Chairman. Okay, go ahead. Refuse. Rad karde. Chi dasht?
Said no.
Said no dasht. Next one.
Bas asked to use the derivation that use. He may not use the derivation.
Yes. Next one.
The landlady has given Paul permission to use her phone. Use. He may use
her. He may use her phone. Landlady. Opposite landlord. The owner of the house, who is a lady. زن صاحب خانه. نه زن صاحب خانه ها. صاحب خانه زن منظوره. Yes.
Phone,
very good. ببینید landlord میشه صاحب ملک موقعی که آغاست. landlady صاحب ملک وقتی که خانمه. Next one.
Paul was forbidden to drink coffee by the doctor. Drink. Paul not drink.
No. Not what? May not. Yeah. The doctor forbid. The doctor. Yes, he was forbidden. Forbid قدغن کردن. نهی کردن. Next one.
Paul had received permission to visit Canada. Visit. He may visit Canada.
Canada. Okay. To review will. Will refers to a future action. Example, you are studying English, you will learn English. Jawad is standing in the rain. Jawad zir barun vastade. He will get wet. Khis khahad shud. He will get wet. Use will in sentences. Example, Mary is standing in the rain. She will get wet. Mary missed the grammar class today. Mary امروز کلاس گرامر رو از دست داد. Why? Because she was late. دیر کرده بود. No. She won't know her lesson tomorrow. فردا درسشو بلد نخواهد بود چون امروز غایب بود. Number one. Cancel. We have cancel in Farsi. No. Cancel. Yes, لغو کردن. The meeting was cancelled. Yes.
Mary cancelled her trip to England. She will take
the trip next month, for example. Tomorrow. Take the trip means go on a trip. Safar kardan. Next one. فعلا سفرش رو حذف کرده، بعدا سفر خواهد کرد. He will take the trip next month. Give him tomorrow. Yes. She will give it to you tomorrow. Yeah. Vacation.
She will take
a vacation.
Vacation in Mexico.
Yes. Next one.
She has promised.
Promised.
When she arrived in
France. She will write when she arrives in France.
Mary is writing a composition finish.
Composition, insha.
She will finish it soon.
Soon, yes. Next one. Is angry, asabani.
Mary, he will speak
to Jane or Jack. Jane. To her. Okay. Exercise 12. To review the contrast between I want to find, etc., and I can find. You see, after the morals, you don't have two. You say, I can find the way. I can find the way. I must find the answer. It may rain tonight. After may, must, can, could, would, should, you have the infinitive without to. But after verbs like want, like have, you have the second verb with to. I want to go now. I have to go now. I must go now. Please repeat after me. I have to go now.
I have to go now.
I must go now.
I have to go now.
I must go now. Okay? They are synonyms. He may go. He may go. Huh? He hopes to go. He plans
to go.
He decided
to go.
Huh? We intend. Intend means to have in mind. در نظر داشتن، قصد داشتن. So, after modals, you have the infinitive without to, but after verbs like want, have to, decide, you have the infinitive with to. Okay, examples. I want to see the director. Must. I must see the director. Have. I have to see the director. Speak. I have to speak to the director. Number one.
I may see the director.
Very good. Next one.
I want
اوکی. اون ته کلاسی ها دیگه به کلی راحت شدن. اوکی کانتینیو مستر. What? Could. What is three could? Sentence number three, use could in your sentence, yes.
I could to sleep to the
library. What? Again, repeat. After modal should, must, can, could, would, may, might, without to. یه دفعه شما متوجه شدید اینا رو، امتحانش هم دادین. اون شاید و نه، خب یه دفعه آدم اشتباه میکنه، ولی اون شاید و یه وقت که اگر باشه میپرسید، ولی اگه قرار شما اینا رو همه رو فارسی بگیم، میگم چه فرقی برای من میکنه. منتها دیگه شما تا اون آخرش عادت دارین که هر چیزی فارسی گفته شه، اینه نقض غرض خواهد شد. برای من خیلی راحت ترم هست، مال من هم زبونه بهتره. اوکی گو اهد. Very good. Next one. Need. I need to see the director.
I am going to see the director.
Okay.
I visit to speak.
I'm going to visit the director. I'm going to visit the director. Very good.
I want visit the director.
Yes. Okay, now let's go to exercise 13. To review verbs like up, on, and off. دوره لغاتی که باهاش پرپوزیشن up, on و off به کار میره. اینا معنیش اینجا خیلی مهمه که یادتون باشه. I woke up John at 10 this morning. I woke him up at 10 this morning. Wake up, بیدار کردن. I put my hat on. I put it on. به بر کردن، به سر گذاشتن. I got out of the boat. I got out of it. Number one. Yes. Number one.
Picked.
I picked
up my boots. I picked them up
finished. What is the meaning of this sentence? I picked them up, or I picked my books up. Manage chimshe pick up. Collect. Collect. Bardashtan be in ma'na ki shuma, you pick up your cleanings from the cleaner's shop. به مغازه خوشویی میرید و پیک آپ میکنید لباستونو یا از خیاط میرید و میگیرید در واقع. Next one.
My books should be, I pick
them up.
I took my hat up. I took it off.
I took it off, yes.
I paid up my debts.
Debts. Debts. The money you owe a person is your debt. Bedekari.
I paid
up my debts. What is the difference between I paid my debts and I paid up my debts? پرداخت کامل کردن. For example, you eat the cake. کیک رو میخورید. You eat the cake up means you eat it completely. Even a small piece isn't left. یه ذره‌ش هم باقی نمونه. سر تا سر. You drink the coffee up. قهوه رو تا ته مینوشید. But you drink the coffee. قهوه رو مینوشید. ممکنه بالاخره یه ذره اون کف بمون.
اینجا میشه I pay it up.
یعنی تمام قرضم رو دارم. Finished. Next one. Debts up. Them up. I paid them up. قرض هامو. یه قرض به این، یه قرض به اون، یه قرض به اون.
I found out about it.
What is the meaning of find out?
Understand,
learn, discover. Yes. Next one. Alarm. What is the meaning of alarm? That is not wrong. But when you have a clock on the table, it rings in the morning. That is an alarm. No, ring, you ring the bell. زنگ در رو میزنید. ولی برای ساعت الارم، اصلا اسمش از الارم کلاک، ساعت هشدار دهنده. وقت این الارم میتونه آژیر هم باشه. Yes, I turned the alarm off. یعنی الارم رو قطعش کردم. Next one.
I turned off their radio. I turned it
on. Okay.
The drug store. I want oil
to it. Next one.
I cut up John. I cut up.
Very good. Next one.
I jumped out of bed.
Bed.
I jumped it up.
Out of it.
Out of it.
Okay. Next one.
I jumped into
it. Okay, that is enough. Now, معنیش ناجور میشه. ببینید مثلا این که گفتن که I jumped out of bed، من پریدم بیرون از رخت خواب، که میشه I jumped out of it، از رخت خواب پریدم بیرون. حالا بگه I jumped it out، پروندم اونو بیرون رخت خواب، معنیش ناجور میشه. اوکی، Exercise 14. To review short answers to question. Answer the question with a short answer. You may make your answers affirmative or negative. Example. Can you read this writing? No, I can't. Whose book is this? Mine. مال منه. Is there going to be a concert tonight? No, there isn't. Concert نیست. Number one.
Will John go by train? Yes, he will.
Thank you. Next one.
Have you forgotten about the plan? No, I haven't.
No, I haven't.
No, I haven't. May John go to the moon? Yes, he may.
Next. Yes, next one.
Did he ask you about it? No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. Yes, next one.
Why is John here tonight?
Why is John there tonight? He wants to study, or he is sick, or what?
Because
what? خب زیرا بچی because this is okay. Next one. What? Again? It is a place. How did you get to Ann Arbor? به اونجا چجوری رفتین؟
By
bus, very easy.
Ann Arbor?
Yes, it is a name of a place. By bus, by train, by plane. Next one. کلاب باشگاه. البته این آن آربور باید بندر باشه. یه دفعه ببینید با ممکنه ها حدس میزنم من نمیدونم. Next one.
جوابش شد ممبر.
عضو. His address. Could you find his address? Address. We have in force. Yes, I could. Next one.
Is it far to California? Yes, it is.
Yes, next one.
Would you like to go on picnic today? Yes, you would. I would.
Yes, I would. Yeah. Go ahead. Yes, I would. من میل دارم. Would you like to go on a picnic? میل داری که بری به پیکنیک؟ Yes, I would. بله میل دارم. Next.
Who can sell
this? It is Peter's. It's mine. It's his. Next one. Yes. Is that enough? Now let's go to the far door. To review statements with it, answer the following questions with it or it. Who is it at the door? Who is it at the door? It's John. What do you think of the movie? It's terrible. Very bad. Terrible. Vahshatnak. Very bad.
Movie,
film. Cinema. Why are you... waiting. It's too early to go to the play. خیلی زوده که بریم به نمایش. Why didn't you go to the restaurant? It wasn't open. باز نبود. Okay, go ahead.
What time is it? It is 5:00.
Very good. Continue. Detroit. It is 20 miles, for example. Detroit, name of a city in Chicago. Yes, go ahead. چقدره تا دیترویت چقدر فاصله داره؟ بله. What's the weather like today? Huh? It's cold. It is sunny. After we.
What was the weather like yesterday? Like yesterday, it was Saturday.
Huh? Okay. Yesterday, it was hot. Next one.
What month is it?
Yes.
What do you
see? Yes, it is Khordad now, to the first day of Khordad. Go ahead. Wonderful. Wonderful means very, very good. Excellent. It was wonderful. Next one.
Why do you practice so much?
Practice so much. Yes. Why do you practice so much, Mr. Ali Muhammad?
Grammar.
Hmm? Because I want to get a very good mark, huh?
Yes.
Because I need it. Okay, next one. Continue.
What year is it? It is.
Yes, it is 1370. Okay, go ahead to the. Let's go to the next exercise. Exercise 18. To review relative clauses. Listen to the statements, combine the statements using who, which, that. Do you remember what kind of clauses? Which, who, that. Huh? The clauses which start with which, who, that. What kind of clauses are they? Are they noun clauses, adverbial clauses, or adjectival clauses? The adjectival clauses. The man who is standing there is my teacher. Who is the man standing there? The man who is standing there is my teacher. Which one is your teacher? The man who is standing there is my teacher. So, the clauses which start with who, which, and that are adjectival clauses. در واقع چون در مورد فاعل یا مفعول صحبت میکنند و فاعل یا مفعول اسمه، در واقع اینها صفت هستند. جملات فرعی صفتی. The book is here. I want it. I want the book which is here. The book which I want is here. یا کتابی که من میخوام اینجاست. John is a good student. He works hard. John is a good student who works hard. دانشجو خوبیه که سخت کار میکنه. The math teacher is my friend. John visited him. The math teacher that John visited is my friend. Which math teacher is your friend? The math teacher that John visited is my friend. اون معلم ریاضی که جان باهاش ملاقات کرده معلم منه، نه هر معلمی. کدومو؟ آه 16 رو حل نکردیم. خیلی خوب، اینا زیاد مشکل نیست، ولی به هر حال باید حل کنیم. من متوجه نبودم. Where is there a gasoline station؟ کجا وجود داره یک ایستگاه سوخت، یعنی پمپ بنزین. Gasoline station، پمپ بنزین. There is one on Baker Street، یکی در خیابون بیکر. Where can I find the telephone room? There is one in the next room. Do you have any matches? Table. There are some on the table. Number one.
Drugstore.
Greenwood. Yes. Yes.
Where can I find some diamonds? Earlier store. There are any on the earlier store.
There are some in the grocery store. خاربار فروشی. Next one.
Where can I find some soap?
Soap. Drugstore. Soap, sabun. Next one.
Where can I find a mechanic
There is one in the garage. Next one.
Do you see any pencil? Please, any pencil on the desk.
There is one.
There is one pencil on the desk.
Yes, there are some on the desk. Jame, there are some on the desk. Next one. There is one in the hotel. کجا میتونم یه اتاق پیدا کنم؟ Yes, there is one in the hotel. Next one. Candy bar. Bar قطعه. Candy bar یه قطعه آب نبات. There is one on the candy counter. Candy آب نبات. Counter پیشخوان. This is a counter. پیشخانه. ببینید یه فروشگاه رو در نظر بگیرید. یه پیشخان یا میز مخصوص مجلات، یا پیشخان یا میز مخصوص لوازم آرایش، یه پیشخان یا میز مخصوص فروش پارت. Table. Yes. Now let's go to exercise 17. Exercise 17 is about non-clauses. در مورد جملات فرعی اسمیه است. I know John. ها؟ من جانو میشناسم. جان چیه اینجا؟ اسم دیگه. I know that John is a good student. من میدونم که John is a good student. What do you know? چی میدونی؟ I know that John is a good student. پس از that به بعد همش مفعول فعل دانستن شماست، یعنی اسم. Mary wore a green hat to the tea. Remember, I remember that Mary wore a green hat to the tea. Mary کلاه سبز داشت برای مراسم چای. I remember that. به یاد میارم که Mary wore a green hat to the tea. He has a cold. Suspect. Suspect یعنی شک بردن. I suspect that he has a cold. من شکم به این میره که او سرما خورده. Number one.
John went to Canada by train.
Road.
I wrote that John went to Canada by train.
Yes.
I wrote in Russian.
نوشتم. Married.
Married. Yeah. I heard that they are going to be married.
Yeah. Thank you. Next one.
There is no count in statistics. Next.
In statistics next semester.
Then. I learned that there is no
course
in
statistics
next
semester. Statistics is Amar. And zealous, there is term. Next term. Course, dore. No course is dore. Presume.
I presume that Professor John will not be here today.
Today, yes. Presume the same as suppose. Imagine. Hat zadan, fikr kardan. Next one. پننت پننت جایزه است، یه جور پرچمه، پرچمی که به عنوان جایزه میدن. سروایو، زنده ماندن.
altitude
yes. ارتفاع.
I say that nobody can survive at that
altitude. ارتفاع. I said that no one can survive at that altitude. هیچ کس نمیتونه زنده بمونه در اون ارتفاع. ما سعی میکنیم به شما لغتدارشو نگیم، ولی شما به عنوان دانشجو باید معنی لغتها رو پیدا بکنیم. آکه But that must be clear. Yes. To review relative clauses, listen to the statements. Combine the statement using the word who, which, or that. I told you who, which, or that introduce adjectival clauses. اونا معرف جملات فرعی صفتی هستند. The book is here. I want it. The book which I want is here. John is a good student. He works hard. John is a good student who works hard. The math teacher is my friend. John visited him. The math teacher that John visited is my friend. The math teacher is my friend. He visited John. The math teacher that visited John is my friend, number one. Jim found very good. Next one. Met.
I know the student. I met the new student that I knew.
Yes. Next one.
My friend teaches English.
Teaches English. My friend who teaches English is visiting Italia. Or my friend who is visiting Italia teaches English. Next one.
They know the man. John met him yesterday. They know the man that John met him yesterday.
That John met yesterday without him. No, that John met. Next one. Whom John talked to yesterday. Yeah. They know the man that or whom John talked to. The best form is whom. Next one.
The father knows my mother. She speaks Spanish. The professor speaks Spanish. Knows my mother.
The professor who teaches Spanish knows my mother. Next one.
Camera.
Yes. Thank you. Now let's go to the next part. Exercise 19. To review embedded questions introduced by the words what, where, why, when, how much, who. Again, these are noun clauses. اینا هم عبارتهای اسمی هستند. جملات فرعی اسمی هستند. I know when John studies. What do you know? چی میدونی؟ I know when John studies. میدونم چه موقع جان مطالعه میکنه. What do you know? I know what John studies. میدونم که جان چی میخونه. I know whom John is talking to. میدونم جان با کی داره صحبت میکنه. I know who met John. میدونم کی با جان ملاقات کرد. I know why John works. میدونم چرا جان کار میکنه. Number one. I know what John reads. میدونم چی میخونه. I know when John reads novels and plays. چه وقتی میخونه؟ novel که داستان. I know why John reads novels and plays. میدونم چرا اینا رو میخونه. I know بله اون تا به معنی های مختلف. I know how much novel and plays John reads. میدونم چه مقدار نمایش و داستان میخونه. Next one. Play نمایش نماز. ناول داستان خیلی بلنده. استوری میتونه کوتاه باشه. Works very good.
There is a job. I know how there is
a job. I know who saw John. Next one.
Pleasure.
John reads for pleasure.
I know why John reads.
Pleasure, amusement, سرگرمی. Acquainted with. Acquainted, آشنا. Professor Smith. Who is John acquainted with?
Who is John?
I know who John is acquainted with. Yes. Next one. $100 a week. I know that.
I know that.
John. I know how much John earns a week, or I know that John earns $100 a week. Next one. Earn درآوردن کسب کردن. I know who John met. Who John met. Okay, now let's go to exercise 20, which is about be passive. Do you remember be passive sentences? Very, very important sentences. Don't forget them. For example, we say the doctor the doctor examines Ali. The doctor examines Ali, checks Ali. علی رو معاینه میکنه. How do we change an active sentence into a passive sentence? If we want to change an active sentence into a passive sentence, we take the object of the active sentence and put it in place of the subject of the passive sentence. مفعول فعل جمله اکتیو رو میگیریم به جای فاعل جمله پسیو قرار میدیم، نائب فاعل. After that we use a form of the verb be. The doctor examines Ali. We say because examines is present tense, we use the present form of the verb to be. We say Ali is. After the verb to be, you have the what? You have the past participle of the main verb. Examines, examined. Ali is examined by the doctor. We paint the room. We paint the room. The room is painted by us. Yes? He is painting the room. The room is being painted by him. The room is being painted by him. Okay, look at the examples. The director wants John immediately. John is wanted by the director immediately. I saw the book on the table. The book was seen on the table. They took him to the hospital. He was taken to the hospital. وقتی که اونجا گذشته است, they took him to the hospital. میگیم he was taken to the hospital. به بیمارستان برده شد. اگر بگیم they take him to hospital, جمله معلوم, میگیم he is taken to the hospital, به بیمارستان برده میشود. اگر که آینده باشه they will take him to hospital, جمله معلومتون, و اون وقت جمله مجهولتون میشه he will be taken to the hospital. هر زمانی که جمله معلومتون هست همون زمانو در جمله مجهول حفظ خواهید کرد, منتها اون رو با چی نشون میدید. فعل اصلیتون که همیشه و در همه حالت پاست پارتیسیبله, پس چطور نشون میدید که این جمله شما در چه زمانیه؟ با استفاده از فعل to be. He was taken to hospital, past tense. He is taken to hospital, present tense. He is being taken to the hospital, present progressive tense. He was being taken to the hospital, past progressive tense. Tomorrow, he will be taken to the hospital. گرفت برده خواهد شد به بیمارستان tomorrow afternoon. بعدا بعد از اون. He will be operated tomorrow morning. بعدا عمل خواهد شد. Okay, number one. I returned the box yesterday. Mr. Calhoun.
Returned
yesterday. Very good. Next one.
The police
examined the car. Yes.
The car was examined
by the police. Yes. Next one.
The doctor examined Fred
thoroughly. Thoroughly means completely. Kamelan, sarapa. Fred was thoroughly examined. Very good. Next one. معاینه کردن. بررسی که خود برای مریض خوب نیست. Next. Next one.
We were told not to go swimming.
Paul was warned.
Paul was warned
not to go. Next one.
Pronunciation.
Improved his pronunciation a lot this week. Pronunciation improved this week, yes.
Warn,
hoşdar dadan. Next one.
I found my hat under the table. The table was I found my hat under the table.
No, my hat. میز که نمیتونه زیر کلاه پیدا بشه. کلاه زیر میز پیدا میشه. My hat was found under the table. Next one. They are inspecting the building now. Inspect, بازرسی کردن. To watch or see carefully. Inspect, بازرسی کردن. The building, who can say, the building is being, the building is being inspected now. Next one, is being, برای که استمراریه دیگه. They are inspecting the building. عرض کردم که استمرار یا هر حالت فعل معلوم رو جمله معلوم رو در جمله مجهول با بازی کردن با این فعل to be ما نشون میدیم. چون فعل اصلیمون در همه حالت قسمت سوم یا اسم مفعولش میاد. Is being inspected, is being examined, یا will be examined. فقط این فعل توبی ماست که با زمانی که براش میذاریم اینو انطباق میدیم با اون حالت فعل اصلی و نشون میدیم در چه زمانی هست. Next one.
Once.
At once means immediately, فوراً. Bill, صورت حساب, check.
The bill
must
be paid at once.
Very good. Exercise 21, to review the ing and past participle forms as modifiers. Do you remember we said ing form of the verbs can be used as a modifier or as an adjective, and also we said that past participle of the verbs can also be used as a modifier or as an adjective. The only difference is that the ing form adjective is something subjective and the past participle adjectives are something objective. ببینید میگیم که he charmed or she charmed us. She charmed us. او ما رو افسون کرد. میگیم she was charming. او افسونگر بود. We were charmed. ما افسون شدیم. افسون شده بودیم. The movie pleased us. The movie film ما رو راضی کرد. The movie was pleasing. راضی کننده بود. خوشحال کننده بود. We were pleased. ما راضی شده بودیم. ما خوشحال بودیم. Number one.
They deceived us.
ما رو گول زدن.
They were
deceiving.
We were
deceived. Yes. Next one.
The book.
Inspired. The book is inspiring. The book was inspiring. The کتاب الهام بخش بود. He was inspired. او الهام گرفته شد. او ملهم شد در واقع. گذشته است دیگه. گذشته ساده دیگه با واضح بر. Next one. ing عرض کردم صفت منتها حالت فاعلی داره. Past participle وقتی میاد باز هم صفت حالت مفعولی داره. میگم she charmed the audience. او اون جمعیت مدعوین رو بینندگان رو افسون کرد. She charmed the audience. گذشتم است. میگیم she was charming. او افسونگر بود. The audience was charmed. مدعوین یا بینندگان افسون شده بودند. هر دوش صفته. منتها اون موقع صفت در مورد مفعول هاست، یعنی تماشاچی ها. اون یکی she was charming صفت در مورد فاعل، یعنی کسی که اونها رو افسون کرد. Next one. Audience, yes. افسون کرد بینندگان رو. Audience, بینندگان.
She was charming.
The They were charmed. Okay. Now let's go to the next part to review verb constructions with have and had. Do you remember? We have finished the book. We have finished the book. What kind of a sentence is this? We have studied English for 2 hours. چه نوع جمله ای این زمانش؟ It is present perfect. ماضی نقلیه. We have studied English for 2 months. 2 ماهه که انگلیسی مطالعه کردیم. We had finished the work when they arrived. We had finished the work when they arrived. ما کارو تموم کرده بودیم وقتی که اونها رسیدن. پس با had میشه ماضی بعید. And with have or has it is present perfect. با have or has ماضی نقلیه. خب look at the examples. What have you been doing lately? اخیراً سرگرم چه کاری بوده اید؟ I've been taking a course in math. سرگرم گذراندن دوره‌ای در ریاضی بودم. What does he have in his hand? He has a coin in his hand. زمان حال ساده از فعل have. سکه‌ای در دستش داره. What had you been working on when I came? ماضی بعید استمراری. What had you been working on when I came? I had been working on my grammar lesson. Number one. Next one.
What have you been doing in your free time? I have been
studying English. وقت آزاد. در وقت آزادم انگلیسی میخونم. Next one. I have been washing or I have washed my car. I have been washing my car or I have washed my car. ماشینم رو شستم یا سرگرم شستن ماشینم بودم. Okay, let's go to the I have been studying. I have studied. ماضی نقلی. اون یکی ماضی نقلی استمراری. Okay, exercise 23 to review have plus past participle form. John is a good student, studied. John is a good student, but he hasn't studied since November. اما مطالعه نکرده از ماه نوامبر. They work hard, complete. They work hard, but they haven't completed an assignment since Tuesday. Complete, کامل کردن. Assignment, homework, تکلیف. They earn a lot of money by earn به دست آوردن. They earn a lot of money but they haven't bought a car since 1965. اونا مقدار زیادی پول در میارن but they haven't bought a car since 1965. Number one.
He loves John, but he hasn't seen him. Since last month.
Very good. Next one.
They see John every day. They sit down every day bath. They aren't.
They haven't talked. To him. They haven't talked to him since last week. Next one.
Mary wants to come to touch.
Mary wants to come, but she has talked about it since last week, or she hasn't talked about it since last week.
She hasn't
talked about it. Okay. Have been plus ing form. Exercise 24. Have been plus ing form. Present perfect continuous. Present perfect progressive. زمان ماضی نقلی استمراری. John is a good student studying. John is a good student and he has been studying hard lately. They work hard, complete. They work hard and they have been completing their work lately. They earn a lot of money by. They earn a lot of money and they have been buying a lot of clothes lately. Okay. Exercise 25, to review had plus past participle form of a verb. Akhiran. He recovered, get. He recovered after he had gotten sick. Recover, behbud peyde kardan. He recovered after he had gotten sick. Behtar shud, baad az in ke o mariz shude bud. Waited. He waited after he had missed the bus. بعد از اینکه اتوبوس رو از دست داد، نتونست اتوبوس رو بگیره. He waited. Answered, receive. He answered after he had received the letter. او جواب داد بعد از اینکه نامه رو دریافت کرده بود. She cried.
After she had heard the news.
بعد از که اخبار رو شنید. Cry یکی داد زدن، یکی گریه کردن. She cried after she had heard the news. بعد از که خبر شنید گریه کرد. صدای ما رو شنید گریه کرد. سر صدای ما رو یا داد زد. آها نویز یا ساوند، نه هر چیزی که مزاحم باشه رو میگن نویز. ساوند میشه صدا، وایس. من که دارم عرض میکنم به ایشون نویز نگید، شما هم که همه حرف من رو تکرار میکنید. نه روزه که خوندن این در واقع یه جور متن و ایناست. مثلا تو رید هیمن، هیمن سرود هست، ستایش هست در به اصطلاح متن کسی و چیزی. ولی نمیتونم. یا تو سی لمنت، مرسی خوانی کردن. بعد اگه نوحه باشه همون لمنتیشن، اگر که سرود و چیز خوشایند باشه مثلا تولد حضرت علی و اینا باشه اون هیمنه، مدح و ثنا و فلان. متاسفانه حالا نمیدونم این عادت شیعه است یا همه جای دنیا همینطوره، مال ما بیشتر اون لمنتیشنش میجربه و قسمت شادش. نمیدونم شما هم با هم موافقید یا نه. حتی در روز تولد اینها هم باز بعضیا آره دلشون نمیاد که اون روز رو لااقل بگم بابا خب حالا امروز روز تولد. نمیدونم شاد ریکاور یعنی بهتر شدن، بهبود یافتن.
نظری هست اگر من اشتباه میکنم؟ باشه، قبول میکنم، همه اینا قبوله، ولی با تمام این تفاصیل روز تولد، چرا تولد حضرت مهدی خیلی خوشحالی و ایناست، ولی خب حضرت علی هم همینطوره، حضرت محمد هم یعنی میخوندن بهتره بگم، اخیراً یه خورده فرق کرد. اوکی، we don't have enough time, let's go ahead. آک نه خب بالاخره میتونن مال پدرانشو اینا رو go ahead. نوبت کی بود آقا جان؟ وقت نداریم، زود باشیم. نوبتش کی آقای کلهور بخون، اینا دو دفعه شما بخونین دیگه حواسشون جمع میشه. After he had seen the film. بعد از دیدن فیلم اعتراضش بلند شد. پروتست، اعتراض کردن. Next one. The accident. بعد از اینکه گزارش کردیم تصادف. خیلی خوبه. اوکی. Okay. Slept. Very good. Yes, thank you. Now let's go to the next exercise. Exercise 26. To review had been plus ing form. Past perfect continuous. I was studying. John came. I had been studying before John came. I was studying. I took a walk. I had been studying before I took a walk.